following are the public messages that were given to Heaven's Messenger Maureen Sweeney Kyle from Maranatha Spring and Shrine Home of Holy Love Ministries from Friday, October 8th through Thursday, October 14th, 2021. October 8th, 2021. Our Lady is here as Our Lady of Guadalupe. She says, "Praise be to Jesus." Dear children, God so deems that I will return to you on December 12th to speak to you. I will appear by the grace of God in the United Hearts field. October 8th, 2021. The Blessed Virgin Mary says, "Praise be to Jesus." Dear children, once again, I ask you to be faithful to the recitation of the Rosary. Pray the Rosary of the Unborn with faith that this most heinous of sins, abortion, will be recognized for what it is. The longer you slaughter your unborn, the farther your nation and the world drift away from Papa God. The abyss between heaven and earth is already wider than even in the days of Noah or Sodom and Gomorrah. The Rosary of the Unborn has the potential to stop this crime and to mitigate the damage that has been done between heaven and earth. Your prayers on this Rosary are healing. A note is given to read Jonah chapter 3, 1 through 10. Then the word of the Lord came to Jonah the second time, saying, "Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and proclaim to it the message that I tell you." So Jonah arose and went to Nineveh, according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was an exceedingly great city, 3 days' journey in breadth. Jonah began to go into the city, going a day's journey. And he cried, "Yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown." And the people of Nineveh believed God. They proclaimed a fast and put on sackcloth, from the greatest of them to the least of them. Then tidings reached the king of Nineveh, and he arose from his throne, removed his robe, and covered himself with sackcloth, and sat in ashes. And he made proclamation and published through Nineveh, "By the decree of the king and his nobles, let neither man nor beast, herd nor flock taste anything. Let them not feed or drink water, but let man and beast be covered with sackcloth, and let them cry mightily to God. Yea, let every one turn from his evil way, and from the violence which is in his hands. Who knows? God may yet repent and turn from his fierce anger, so that we perish not." When God saw what they did and how they turned from their evil way, God repented of the evil which he had said he would do to them, and he did not do it. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. October 9th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "All of heaven rejoiced at the sight of the crowd, the numbers of people, and the quality of prayer here on the Feast of the Holy Rosary. There were many conversions of heart and some healings. The Holy Mother is looking forward to her next apparition here on her Feast of Guadalupe. When these crowds pray, the passage of grace between heaven and earth is profound. The treasury of grace I have offered here in the past, and that I will offer in the future, is like a red-hot coal in the face of evil. That is why there has been so much persecution of this ministry. Misinformation is the power tool of Satan, which he uses expertly. However, if we were not making a difference in the spiritual world, everything would be going smoothly. As it is, I urge my children to confound Satan by learning the difference between good and evil. The real war in the world is in the spiritual hearts of my children. A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 6, 10 through 17. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we are not contending against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the powers, against the world rulers of this present darkness, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having fastened the belt of truth around your waist, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the equipment of the gospel of peace. Besides all these, taking the shield of faith, with which you can quench all the flaming darts of the evil one. And take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. October 10th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, think of the glory of a conversion of heart. One moment, the soul is being cast about like a leaf in the wind, with no direction or purpose. The next moment, he knows Jesus and is filled with the warmth of the Holy Spirit. He is led into the richness of my grace. He understands the great mysteries of the faith and accepts his lowliness before me. He is filled with the desire to know me better and to love me. He loves his neighbor. He respects and desires to obey my commandments. His life has meaning beyond the material world. It is for this reason I urge your rosaries for the conversion of the heart of the world. Think of the great order such a conversion would bring. People would be living to please me, not just themselves. My commandments would hold up in court, as the justice system would know the difference between good and evil based upon my commandments. Order between good and sin would be restored in all the world. This is how it will be when my son returns. Pray daily for the conversion of the heart of the world. A note is given to read Daniel chapter 3, 20 through 22. And he ordered certain mighty men of his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and to cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Then these men were bound in their mantles, their tunics, their hats, and their other garments, and they were cast into the burning fiery furnace. Because the king's order was strict, and the furnace was very hot, the flame of the fire slew those men who took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. October 11th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, these days people are very careful about protecting themselves from the COVID virus, and rightly so. They see clearly what they should do to protect themselves and what they should avoid. But while they are cautious about protecting their mortal lives, they disregard any caution in protecting their immortal life. They do not take note of that which weakens their relationship with me. They do not try to protect their faith from marauders. They expose their faith to every kind of germ which would challenge its well-being. They gather in large crowds of unbelievers without my protection. My children, your immortal life is what you make of it while on earth. When you respect my commandments and try to live in a way that pleases me, it is as though you are wearing a mask which protects your soul. Make this a priority in your everyday existence as much as you do protection from disease. A note is given to read Colossians chapter 3, 1 through 4. If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. October 12th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, do not be distracted by the errors and rumors surrounding this pandemic. All of this is just Satan's way of confusing and distracting hearts and leading them away from trust. I am still in charge of every present moment. Therefore, do not allow your hearts to be casualties of Satan's propaganda. Trust always in my will for you. Place this trust in the cocoon of the Holy Mother's heart, where falsehoods cannot break in to destroy your peace. After all this passes and the pandemic is history, you will look back and see more clearly all of Satan's ploys and designs in this pandemic. The ancient enemy uses whatever is at hand to promote chaos." A note is given to read Psalm 3:3-4. "But thou, O Lord, art a shield about me, my glory, and the lifter of my head. I cry aloud to the Lord, and he answers me from his holy mountain." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. October 13th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, gather together under the umbrella of my will. Allow your attitudes to be one with mine. This is what pleases me. Rebelliousness is sin. When we are of one mind and intention, we can change the heart of the world. The heart of the world is most important as it charts the course of salvation or damnation. If people can discern good from evil, they will not pull my wrath down upon themselves. They will not test my patience. Then every season of existence will be joyous and peaceful. As it is, there are many controversies which find their solution in error. Politics decide moral issues. Evil sits in high places. When my son returns, will he find any sincere faith? Align your attitudes with my will. Then I will look down upon you with joy and peace." A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 2, 8 through 10. "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not because of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand, that we should walk in them." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. October 14th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, do not be discouraged in your prayer lives. Every prayer counts and weakens Satan's grasp on the heart of the world. Just your effort to turn to prayer makes a difference. When you pray, focus on the effect your prayers have in the spiritual battles being waged today. All the conflicts being waged in the world can be overcome if man realizes the greatest war is in hearts. The war we must win is the spiritual war in hearts. That is the victory which will send Satan and his cohorts back to the lowest regions of the netherworld. Satan can only gain a foothold through man's free will. Therefore, it behooves man to stand guard over his will, his every decision, and every occasion of sin which he must avoid. Do not regard even the smallest part of your day as unimportant. Be brave in your choices. This is the way to overcome Satan's influence." A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 5, 15 through 17. "Look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise, making the most of the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.